Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, I can't stand it, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. Can we just be honest about it? It truly is the way we all win, right? You get the information you need. And we make sure, and I try to make sure. I don't always win. I don't always do it the right way. But I try to make sure that I give you guys the right information so you don't sound stupid when you're trying to challenge somebody what they're saying to you. You know, Joey B went to the great vacation he had, right? He went to the wall. Remember the one he thought was racist and terrible and whatever, and we shouldn't do it, and it's not who we are. He walked along that wall. Actually, he walked along that sanitized wall, frankly. Can we just be honest about it? They cleaned that place up for him to the point where you didn't even know that people were urinating in the streets. Come on, really? Right? I find these guys amazing. They're infuriating in so many ways. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, it's the only way we win, and get yourself informed. Did any of you, were any of you watching, I don't know, TV, clips off your smartphone there, whatever, and did you see the pictures of Joey B, you know, down in at the border? You saw how clean it was, how wonderful it was. Wasn't it wonderful? I mean, heck, I would go down there if it was like that. Why not? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You have to admit, when the boys, I'm sorry for putting it that way, but truly, when the boys get involved, I'm talking about the Secret Service, CIA, ABCDFG, things get done. They get cleaned up, they get done. And truly, that's what's happening. Right? And then he talked, and then the guards, Border Patrol, I shouldn't call them guards, that's not right. But the Border Patrol guys are like, hey, you know, we don't need more resources. You need to untie our hands is what you need to do. Think about that. They're asking for help. They're not really getting the help they need. I don't blame them for being irritated. I really don't. I couldn't keep doing it. It would make me nuts. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Like I said, 5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way you win. Oh, no. There is so much going on. I want to hit some of this with Kimberly Moran, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun, frankly. I love the fact that she, what was it she was, no, Gisela Maxwell. That's the lady. Apparently now, did you guys catch this? Anybody catch this? She was giving etiquette classes, or is giving etiquette classes. And the etiquette classes have everything to do how to dress for an interview, or maybe in her case, undress for an interview. I don't know. Right? How to carry oneself. I'm thinking, okay, that's kind of odd. Or am I the only one who thinks that? Am I the only one? Come on, guys, seriously. Are we... 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. But what is she back to grooming them again? I'm asking because what else could it possibly be? No, really, what else could it be? You have to ask. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do want you part of the solution. And frankly and honestly, right? You have to get informed on these things because they will tell you stuff. They will actually say to you, I watched the president's trip. It's not as bad as you guys are saying it is. And at that point, you got to get a little loogie in the head and go, hello, anybody home? That's how bad it is with them. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't understand how these people get through a whole day. Not trying to be mean, just trying to be real here. How do they figure this out? Because ultimately, if you look at what's going on with Joe Biden, you look at what's going on there. Yeah, we'll talk about the Kevin McCarthy thing a little bit. You look at what's going on there. And I'm telling you, I'm believing big time, not a little bit here and there, but big time, that he has no clue to what's going on the border. Or much of what's going on around him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back with Kimberly Moran in just a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life Line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Most of you are part of the problem because you refuse to get informed. Really, seriously, could you please get some information? Some of the dumbest things. I mean, yeah, I'm going to be nice because I do. I like most of you. You know, you're out there sending me emails. The Supreme Court's going to overturn the election. They're going to put Trump in. They're going to yank Joey B out. Yeah. Can you show me where that happened? Will you show me where that's constitutional? Can you show me at any time where it almost happened? You can't. You really think the majority of these, the spineless SCOTUS people that we have right now are going to do that? I think you drink it too much. That's what I think. Kimberly Morton joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me and her time. You know, she's probably got more common sense than the rest of us. Kimberly, did you hear about that where they were really thinking that SCOTUS was going to take it up? Remove the president and it was going on all over the place. It was being talked about.
People actually thought that was legitimately going to happen.
That'd be nice now. Yes, they did.
Who are they listening to? Alex Jones?
I mean,
sorry.
That's all right. No, I mean, there's no precedent for it. There's no constitutional, amendment for it. There's nothing like that. I don't know what they think is going to go on. And just because somebody says it doesn't mean it's true and or is going to happen.
This is the problem. It's probably the left telling people that, acting as conservatives telling people that, so that these people just all look crazy.
We are all crazy, don't you know? Just ask them, I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. But, this kind of stuff doesn't help.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. And they keep telling them, stop saying these things. They're not true, right? They cause everybody, not just one or two people. They're causing everybody headache.
Right, you know? Because then you have to explain. You shouldn't have to, like the left has to, talk about how Biden is such an idiot all the time. I mean, yep. They do. You don't want to have to do that. You don't want to have that conversation. You want to keep the conversation to the topic at hand or what's really important.
Well, why would you do that?
Yeah. It feeds right into there.
I'm with you. They've got me going nuts because I read some of the stuff these people are posting, and some of them I know personally, and you're like, would you get informed first? Please get informed first. Just make sure you have the right information so we all don't look like dolts.
Right.
You're out there telling them to watch my show, listen to my show, and then look at what you're doing. And look at what you're talking about.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I do the same thing when I hear people like that say kind of crazy things that I know that are crazy because I've researched them myself. I just explain to them, the truth. And I'm like, please, just don't. Show me some actual facts to back up what you're saying. You can't, but go ahead and try.
Facts? You want facts? What do you want facts for?
I want facts for everything. God.
Just amazing to me. And they jump into the stuff. They hang on it. Right? They won't let it go. And
yep.
You say, it's already been debunked. Stop doing this.
Yes.
You're making the rest of us look even worse than it already is. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. No, exactly. That's it, exactly. And it just doesn't help anything, unless you can prove it. I see. Oh, God. Now you're reminding me. I see these people all the time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're all over the place.
Yep.
Anyway, yep. I don't know. Again, so you, I don't know if you even paid attention to the whole McCarthy thing on Friday night.
Yes.
And, I was why wouldn't they let those guys duke it out? I wouldn't stop them from punching each other. I think that's great.
I think that would have been fantastic TV television. The great thing. So what I was thinking is, I'm like, the Republicans aren't smart enough to do this, but if they were, this would be great that they did this and extended it through January 6th so that the news media would keep off of the quote-unquote insurrection. Yeah. And they did. Most news casters were talking about that, and they weren't talking about Biden going to the border. They were talking about what was going on in the House of Representatives. But,
I think it's been wonderful. I think you're right on. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Total distraction. Kabuki theater. We'll do keep this going through January 6th, and we won't have to hear about that or comment about it for another freaking year. And it worked. I don't think they did it on purpose because just they don't think smart. But I noticed it. I definitely noticed it.
Well, anybody who's paying any kind of attention whatsoever kind of noticed it. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't play up the sixth with all this stuff going on, right?
No, that's why Democrats are now trying to blame. They're now trying to blame what's going on in Brazil on Trump. These people are lunatics.
Oh, sick. Extremely sick people. Come on, yeah. There's no way around it. They're extremely sick people because they really believe this stuff to be truth, number one. Right?
Oh, and no, the people who are making this stuff up don't believe it to be true. But the dumb supporters do.
I think some of them. I think the rank and file believe it to be true once it's passed down to them.
Correct.
Either that or they're all such disingenuous, evil people that they're willing to do anything.
Well, there you go. You just described a leftist to a T. Come on now.
It's just amazing. So they passed the rules, McCarthy's first test here for new rules for Congress. Now, the kicker here is to see if they stick to them, right?
Yep.
I mean, seriously, is it truly 72 hours to read through a bill? I mean, the Reader's Digest version is the bills won't have a whole bunch of amendments, pork attached to them. They're supposed to be single-issue bills. I don't know how well that's going to go over. Just a whole bunch of stuff, protecting Texas's border. There's a whole bunch of things in there that they're talking about doing. In talking with some people in the know, the Republicans want to stop the 87,000 IRS agents from being hired.
Yep.
The problem with that is it's already law. It's already through. They have to pass something to kill it. And you really think that's going to get through the Senate and through the president?
Nope.
Thank you.
But the good thing is they can try, and then they'll have Democrats all on record not killing it. Right?
Okay, yeah. But
that's the game Democrats play.
Okay, but what has that got us in the past? Come on, honest.
I
burst your bubble. Yeah, really happy. Okay. Anyway, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A parade of cyclones beating an already storm-weary California, bringing threats of flooding and landslides. Thousands of evacuations underway in Northern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Courtney Carpenter says another series of storms is about to move in.
We're looking at our next round of heavy rain with this system moving in tonight into Tuesday morning. This will bring a period of gusty winds.
Following a brief break, another atmospheric river arrives late Friday through Sunday with the heaviest rainfall expected on Saturday. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin is back home at a new hospital.
DeMar Hamlin has been released and returned to Buffalo.
Dr. William Knight of the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin returned to his home city and is starting the next phase of his recovery. On Sunday, Hamlin posted pictures and updates on social media as he watched the Bills' regular season finale against the New England Patriots. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
America, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me bring her on. I always appreciate her time. Kimberly Marin joins me, like he does, every week, kind of kick it off, talk about some of the craziest stuff that's going on out there. Kimberly, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, I feel good when I see stuff. I don't think I did the story with you last week. What was it? Victoria's Secrets. You heard that they're...
Yeah.
Stop it. So you were... I can tell by the giggle you heard.
Yeah,
because they want to... because you know that every man in America is turning into Victoria's Secrets just so he can see an overweight woman in clothing that doesn't quite look right on her and as an angel.
And on top of that, women buy it because it makes them feel better. It makes them feel more sexy. So it was just dumb all around. You know, it's one thing to have the product, right, for plus-size women. That's a different ballgame. Why not? But to take away the Victoria's Secret Angels, which, you know, that was just dumb. They want to ruin everything.
Well, they think they're being, I don't want to say woke, because I'm not a big believer in that word as a whole, but, you know, they believe they're being more inclusive by doing it. And you're going, all right, it'd be like having 400-pound models in Playboy. How do you think the magazine would sell at that point?
Does that magazine still exist? I don't even know. I'm not kidding. I don't know.
No, I look at it and say it's not what they're believing. They're not tuning in for the articles. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Yeah. No. Of course not. And just like they're not, you know, reading Victoria's Secret that's not reading. That's ordering clothing or items from a catalog. Yeah. They want to make everyone equally miserable, Joe. That's the end game. Everyone needs to be equally miserable.
Yeah, I don't get it. I if it's about the money, somebody needs to pound on these people because they obviously don't have a clue.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Anyway.
And, you know, especially given there's so much competition nowadays, they had a niche brand, right? Niche brand with the Victoria, the Angels, and the catalog. They had this brand that, you know, people will go to that brand over other brands. because what they built up. And then this woman just tore it down in 1 year. Good job, honey.
All right, so I'm watching all this stuff on Facebook. I'm watching all the comments going back and forth. Hearings, now that we have control of Congress, hearings. You want to see more hearings? You want to see some of the important stuff really looked into? Do you think they should just concentrate on legislation, which I don't personally? I don't think they're going to get much through because they don't have the support for it.
Yeah, they don't have the Senate, so they're not going to get anything. I think they just still need to do legislation so they can get Democrats on the record voting against the best interests of America and Americans, which, you know, who knows what the Republicans will do because they do the same thing. However, I want to see all kinds of hearings. I want the FBI. I want all those generals and whatever who said, oh, there's no there. It's Hunter Biden's laptop, you lying sacks. I want to see Hunter Biden's laptop investigated, and I want to know how much the big guy was really getting and what he was selling and how much he sold out to the United States of America. And I want to see, this is what I really want to see. I want to see Anthony Fauci on trial. I mean, at a hearing. And I want him being called out for the lies he told about the vaccines, about gain-of-function research, and everything. I want him called out, and I want Rand Paul to be the one to do it.
But do you think that's going to happen?
No. I just want it to happen. I would do it myself for free. I would do it myself for free. Grill that little rat B-word. Behaving. Yeah. Try to behave.
Jordan was hell-bent on that assignment, and I'm hoping it's because he really does want to bring people to justice. I'm hoping he really does want to pound on people. And I think they should, put out all these subpoenas, right? And
yep.
See which ones show up, which ones, shifts that he would have to think about showing up. And I'm thinking to myself, weren't you the guy that was willing to throw the president and anybody else who ignored a subpoena in jail? What am I missing here?
If that little skank doesn't show up, throw him in jail. He'd be thrown in jail, do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
I am sick. I kind of have no faith that anything will actually get done or happen. Even if it gets done, it'll just be, again, Joe, Kabuki theater to shut up the masses. Oh, see, we had our little hearings. No one went to jail like they're supposed to be or should be. But we had our little hearings to find out everything you were saying about these scumbag political bureaucrat hacks was true. But, they're not going to be held accountable for it.
So we already,
no one is.
To your point. That we already knew was true.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just amazing to me when you look at that stuff. But like I said about the Kinsella thing, too.
Oh.
It's kind of like, why is it that our people get thrown in that jail? I want to know what's going on in that jail. I want to know what's going on with the January 6th people. I want to know what's happening and who's going to do it.
Why? I want to know. I want that whole thing investigated, too, from Nancy Pelosi all the way, all of them. And I want that Capitol Police officer investigated as well. That's the same guy who left a gun. Clearly, the guy isn't properly trained. That's the same guy who left a gun in a bathroom that a kid found.
Oh.
I would just shut the whole thing down. I would just shut it down. We don't need you people. You're just making our country worse. Shut it down. You guys all need to elect me president. I'll just shut them all down.
it's true. I don't know. Here's the thing. I was trying to talk to somebody about the other day. They just didn't get it. I said, look, what are you not understanding here? You realize that even if there's criminal charges that Congress would like to see, put on somebody, the reality of the whole thing is that they don't have a right to do that, number one. Number two
right.
is... Who owns the DOJ? So
yep.
even if you find proof that the DOJ is dirty, they're going to prosecute themselves for real?
Right. Exactly. Yep.
These were the same people thought they were going to show up and put cuffs on Barack Obama. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen. So why are you wasting everybody's time?
I think people get their hopes up that they think, and I used to be the same way. I used to actually think, there were honest politicians, there were good people still there fighting for what's right. Now, it's a
Now, not so. Now, not so much.
No. Yeah, because they're all one and the same. I mean, they're not that far off. Is my point. The Republicans have shifted too far to the left, and the Democrats. The difference is that they're just extreme left now. Everybody shifted too far to the left. That's running this country, and they're destroying all of us. The country hasn't shifted left like that. All of us haven't. A majority of us haven't. But the politicians have, and the bureaucrats that are running our government have. So they're pushing all this stuff. Did you see today that the Biden administration is thinking about banning gas stoves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that story.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I was just having a conversation with somebody, and I'm like, I'm never getting an electric stove. I love my gas stove. You are not touching my gas stove. And I was adamant about it. And that was before I even saw this.
Oh, yeah. No, no. It's really funny how it's clean burning. We've got an enormous amount in this country. They're worried about fracking, although they've got no proof that fracking really does damage. I just, again, we're right back to the same crazy stuff that we've always had to deal with.
Yep.
You know, nobody. Yeah, you got my heart pumping now, right?
You know, the thing is, people don't pay attention. Like, my sister actually sent me a text message because I was out. She was the one that I was talking about gas stoves with, and she's like, "Biden wants to ban gas stoves. Go get him." She knows how I feel about my gas stove. I like to cook. I am not cooking on an electric stove.
Well, all right. So what happens then? It's only electric, and then like we've had in California, where we've had many days without electric power. Then what? And how do you heat the place up? If electricity goes down, at least the gas stove still works.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The oven doesn't, but the stove does, so it's great. It works out great. That's what it is, Joe. They want to make us suffer and suffer and suffer and just basically, I mean, can you imagine telling a five-star chef, sorry, you can't use a gas stove? Really?
Oh.
That's not going to happen either.
Nope, it's not. Okay, got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company.
Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Say this because I don't like her, but that is one of my favorite movies, Moonstruck. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you for tuning in, for listening, for hanging out, for paying attention. I really do appreciate it and your input. I've told you this before, can't answer them all. Some of them I have to check out before I talk about it. I'm not getting stung. I love you people, but man, I can't tell you how many times you've sent me stories that you didn't check out. Wasn't good at all. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring her on in. Kimberly Warren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. And Kimberly, you know, somebody just sent me this. I didn't read it earlier, but I don't know if you've heard about the classified documents found at Biden's think tank.
His think tank. Oh, yeah, he left out some classified documents on the back of the toilet, right?
Yeah, I believe so. But I wonder what will happen to him. You think they'll make a big deal out of it? You think it'll be a 7x24 news cycle? What do you think?
No, they'll just ignore it.
Oh, God.
Hey, you that's first how they roll. Call.
Thank you.
I can't. That's how they roll. We know that.
I can't stand it. I really can't stand it anymore. I mean, these people, again, I've always said it's double standard. And I don't know, for the first time, I've always said, we could fix this, we could do this, we could do that. And I'm sitting here now saying, I don't know how you fix this.
Yeah.
Do you get violent like they do? No, I don't want to play at that level. But I think you could, I'm telling you, we need to go back to the days, what was it, back in the 60s? Right, when they had sit-ins and and those kind of protests?
Yeah, but who's going to do that, given how they treated the January 6th protests? They still try to claim it was an insurrection.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they treated those people horribly. Yeah, did those people break the law? And well, some of them did. A bunch of them didn't. They just made up stuff. But did they deserve to be treated the way they were? No. Especially when you had freaking the BLM and Antifa running around actually murdering people and got treated better than people just walking around randomly because the Capitol Police let them in.
Well, I don't know. I'm with you. I mean, you look at what took place, and then what was it? Was it Portland or Seattle where they said that they had, what was it? They had 140 some odd people let go because of the quick and speedy trial rule. What about these people that have been in there for 2 years? Don't they deserve a quick and speedy trial?
No, they don't.
Okay, just making sure.
I mean, you know, they're not leftists, so just
yeah, it doesn't stop, does it? And they don't care.
No.
They really don't care. You know, I mean, seriously.
No, they don't.
I don't know. And again, I don't know what to do about them.
So remember, all the left used to constantly say, Trump's a fascist. He's authoritarian. He said not. Everything they said about Trump is what they're doing. Everything. Absolutely everything. So I tell people, anybody who complains so much about certain things, they're usually the ones doing it, especially when it comes to Democrats. I mean, you know, the whole bogus Russia collusion thing for 3 years, and you had Schiff head saying, I have evidence. Oh, I've seen evidence. He had nothing. It was the DNC and the FBI colluding with Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Oh, yeah. But nobody
happened to any of them.
You're right. Nobody seems to care, right? Not a big deal. No. At least not to them, it isn't. Not a big deal. Yeah, it's irritating as heck. You're exactly right. And I don't get it. I don't get these people at all.
I understand the left that are bureaucrats are hacks, right? They just hate this country. They hate all of us. So as much destruction as they can do, wreak havoc on this country, they're going to. It's Democrat voters I don't get. I know they're dumbed down by the media. I understand that. I mean, God, you absolutely lose whatever brain cells you might have left if you watch CNN, PMSNBC, or any of those other shows. I mean, I just watched 2 minutes, and I can't. It's that bad. Not even for research, I can't, unless it's a really quick clip that I'm writing about.
Right.
But you see and you know, we do hear this from Democrats. When they actually see the truth and they go to the other side just to see what's going on, when they actually see the truth, they're mad and they get angry. I know I was angry when I found out the truth years ago, but those people, that's their own, they just sit back and believe whatever they're told and then spread that and attack people, sometimes violently, because of what they're told by Democrats and the media. It's not right. This whole, I don't know how it changes.
I'm in total agreement with you. It's not right. Let me put it this way. You're exactly right that it's not right.
But how do we stop that? That's, you and I are thinking the same thing. Like, okay, how do we stop it now? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, how do you make it stop?
I don't know, frankly and honestly. I don't know how you... I mean, there's going to have to be a civil disobedience like never seen before. Well, I shouldn't say that. Like never seen since the 60s. Until these people decide to actually push back, actually fight back in larger numbers, then you're exactly right. Nothing's going to change.
Right.
Right? But do we have the stomach anymore? I've been asking this question forever. Do we have the stomach to fight back? Do we have the stomach to push back? You look at people with the wars and what have you, and I'm not suggesting losing any life is okay, but my God, you have to fight for democracy. You have to fight to make sure you retain your rights, and it doesn't seem like anybody wants to do that anymore.
You have paid attention to the past 2.5 years, right?
I have been.
You paid attention in the past 2 years, right?
Yeah.
What did Americans do? It's a very small percentage who violated the mandates, quote unquote. It's a very small percentage who refused to get jabbed, refused to wear masks, did everything opposite of what the government said. It was a majority of people who did it. That's the problem. That's the problem, Joe.
Well, I don't understand any of them. They deserve what they get. Period.
Okay, the problem is we end up getting it too, though. That's the problem.
Well, it's true. It's like what happens in New York, right? You don't come out and vote. You don't. The mayor in New York, wasn't he elected by what, 7% of the vote, some ridiculous thing like that?
Oh, it's really bad. No one votes. No one seems to vote in New York. That's why lunatics and morons like Adams and AOC can win, because no one comes out to vote.
Yeah.
Like, the percentage of people that are eligible to vote, the number that actually comes out is, it's actually insulting.
What was the other one? Ilhan Omar, whatever her name is.
Ilhan Omar, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's another one. I don't understand it. I don't understand why people vote for her. But apparently they do. They come out, they vote for her, and then you hear them screaming later on, like, well, how is this happening? Why? Because you keep voting for the idiots in the room. You have to stop voting for the idiots in the room.
They're voting for people who hate their guts. And we'll pass legislation proving that. But the media is the water boy for the Democrat Party. So they lie about the Democrats lie about the legislation. They pass down the talking points to the media, who turns around and lies about the legislation. And then people are just dumb and don't bother reading it for themselves and believe it. Now, I understand you don't want to read a 1,000-page piece of legislation because, you know, they always have to add other stuff into it. But look around. There's other people that have dissected it and analyzed it. Try to get some different points of view. Don't just believe anything any politician tells you. I don't care what party they're in. Don't believe them. Go to the source.
Well, that last, what was that? Last bill was 4,000 pages or 4,100 pages.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right? And even, you know, my Congressman Garcia pops up and says, look, how long would it take you to read 4,000 pages? And if we hand it to our staff, you have to break it up, you know, to what? You have to give everybody 250 to 500 pages? How long does it take to read that? We need a lot more than 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours.
Yeah. No, that's ridiculous, because it's not even just about reading it, right? You have to read it, and you have to try to understand. So this is the problem with politicians and why I really can't stand them. They put legislation in, and they don't, a lot of Democrats do this. They just look at this one, they focus on one issue, right? And when they're doing it, they don't do an analysis of the bigger picture. So if we pass this one law, it's going to potentially solve, in quotes, mind you, it's going to solve this one problem we're trying to solve. Oh, but they don't look to say, oh, wait a minute, if we pass this piece of legislation, it's going to destroy and create all these other problems. They don't go that far. They just go that tunnel vision, looking at this one thing that actually causes more problems than what they're trying to solve.
Yep.
This is our life. This is what we have to live with every state and at the federal level. Every time. And they don't listen to us when we tell them, your bill is going to do this, this, and that. And then later on, when they pass the bill and they shouldn't have, it comes back and we were right. And I like being right, but I don't like being right when it screws over us.
Gia, I'm trying to figure out how you really feel about this. Joe Mazzini, your host, Kim and Marin, where do they find you?
GraniteCroft.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Always a pleasure having you with me. Joe Mazzini, your host, you stuck with me for the next hour. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.